Sir.
Next case, please.
The next case is number 11985, Delaware Storage Rehoboth LLC is seeking variances from the front, front yard and side yard setbacks and a variance from the height requirements. Section 115-81, 115-82, 115-159, and 115-159.5 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at Bluebird Lane and Coastal Highway Route 1. The 911 address is 19659 Bluebird Lane, Rehoboth. The zoning district is C1. The tax map is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 309. We received one letter of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return. And specifically, the applicant is seeking a 10-foot height variance and an 18.5-foot side yard variance, and we did discover that we do not expect that they need the front yard setback.
Okay, thank you.
You're
evening, Chair. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Terry Strines, 1207 Delaware Avenue, Wilmington, Delaware.
Okay. Your name and address?
Casey Catton, 34 Glade Circle East, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Okay. And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
We do. Yes, we do.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Terry Strine, a co-managing member of the DE Storage LLC with my son, Andy Strine. This is Casey Kenton, who is a member of our LLC and also a regional manager of our communities. We worked closely with the county council in their developing what I think is a very effective new zoning, new code for signage. We did that because we recognized our property is very, very unique. If I can address you to this, this is the sign as it currently exists. Shortly before we acquired a property, we found that sign is about 1.8 feet onto the neighboring property. The owner did not disclose that to us. The former owner had been sending a lease fee to the previous owner of what is now the Crab House site for years. Stopped paying it 8 years ago, we've learned, and that was it. So everyone assumed, we assumed certainly that a property, that a sign was on our property. Proved out to be not to be the case, which we found out about a week in advance. We assumed incorrectly that the owner of the Crab House property would have no opposition to this. That proved to not be the case. They requested a very significant lease payment from us, which we've been paying since we acquired the property. And that sign has been there for about 25 or 26 years. It currently is off-site, non-conforming as to height, as to signage, as to setbacks, both front yard and side yard setbacks. So it's totally non-conforming. It is our wish, our intent, to move the sign onto our property, erect a new sign, which is in fact within the code in terms of square footage, under 200 square feet. It would no longer require a front yard setback, would require a side yard setback variance in that the access onto which we're moving the property, the sign is only 30 feet wide. And obviously we cannot have access to our property to rear 575 feet back from Route 1 if we put a sign in the middle of that, et cetera. So the request is to relocate, get a brand new sign, which would be on site, which would be in compliance as to size, which would be not compliant as to, get number three, please, not compliant as to the next one. That. So what on the sign on the left is what exists right now. The sign on the right is the exact location, et cetera, of what is anticipated, what is requested to all of you tonight. So you'll see from the standpoint of how does it fit with the neighboring properties, it is the only one that is really in compliance with front yard setback as to square footage. It is 10 feet higher than the allowable 25 feet because we do not want to disturb the Crab House's access, the visibility to the Crab House sign. You'll also note that the distance of the two posts holding it are such that a Crab House itself is not visibly concealed or obscured. So our request, we believe that our proposed new location for the new sign would in fact improve the neighborhood, be more in compliance, certainly as to size, which is fully compliant. As to height, would be lowering the sign about 13 feet and would lower it further, except that it would obscure our neighbor. And we do need a side yard variance because we have only a 30-foot easement on property, two-thirds owned by us, leading back to our property at the rear, 575 feet back. And if we put it in the middle of the road, we'd have no access. The road access would be destroyed. Show this number two. So you'll see the property right now. Our sign, Our sign is about 1.8 feet onto the neighboring property. As proposed, next, we would be about 2 feet onto our property itself, totally onto our property. Show them, and you'll see, this is a survey, the exact site, the location of the proposed posts holding the sign, which would absolutely be on our property. So the request would make it complying as to being on our property on site, as to size, a significantly lower sign, and requiring only a side yard setback variance. Hope that's been fairly clear. Any questions, ladies and gentlemen?
Let's see if we have any questions from any of the members. Mr. Workman, I'd like to start with you.
What's that?
I talked to Mr. Workman.
Questions? Are you taking your other sign down?
I'm sorry, yes.
You're taking the other sign down?
Yes.
What's below that sign? Your sign, is that, or is it by itself?
It's a standalone.
Standalone?
Yep.
So the whole thing's coming down?
Correct.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, all of it.
The whole thing? Oh, okay.
Okay.
That was my question.
Yeah, I don't know if the whole thing's coming down or the other part you're taking your top off. But, okay.
Totally then coming down. All new signage.
All new signage.
Yes.
Okay. And then you're moving the other. Okay.
And one thing just for the board to know, last year when we were going through the sign ordinance revision, and this is probably the first time you all have seen one probably quite like this, there was a change in the definition of on-premise sign so that if you have an easement, which is the case here, and the applicant did contact staff about that, that leads to your property and you have an easement for that, and that's where you're proposing to put the sign, then that constitutes an on-premise sign. One of the things, when you look at it, Bluebird Lane is the actual property in question, but I believe in your packet, there is Mr. Schreiner, Mr. Kenton could probably direct us to it, there appears to be a boundary survey that shows where their business is located off of Bluebird Lane. Is that correct?
Yes.
So their business is located off of Route 1, but the signage is close to Route 1.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I can see
25
that.
Feet.
This was one of those revisions that we had that it's possible we may see from time to time, but I don't think it'll be often.
But Jimmy, but it's still on his property. The sign's been
correct. The applicant here is a partial owner of the roadway.
Two-thirds.
A Bluebird.
So the way the ordinance was drafted last year, if you owned or had an easement over for that, you could put it there.
Okay.
So that I just want to make that clear because I know that it's referenced in their materials, but it is a newer area here for the board.
Okay. So we own two-thirds of Bluebird Lane, and the owner of the other third has signed an easement to us. So there's a total easement on the 30-foot wide access going back to the rear property.
Thank you, sir. Ms. McGee?
The sign that's there is yours, and the owner, the adjoining owner is going to allow you to remove it.
It is our sign.
Do they own that sign?
They want it off their property.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
You never know. I mean,
the adjoining owner, somebody else put a sign up there. And the Crab House is not the owner of the property. They're the lessee
property.
Okay. And again, we want to be good neighbors and not destroy their visibility. You can see where it is right now. Actually, the postage obscures part of the Crab House sign. That would not be the case with the new sign coming in.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Mills?
If you flip between this one and the previous, you see the road, well, no.
Sorry.
You see the roadway, and then you go to the next one, and you don't see the roadway. Is that your sign, roadway, suites?
No.
So
is it there?
Your existing sign in this handout you gave to us, it shows existing signs, and there's no roadway and suite signs.
Is that still there?
It's there.
Then there's a newly proposed sign, and it shows it there.
That picture, as you see it, is taken inside the roadway inside.
Okay.
Ah.
So it's just right behind me.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So it's there.
Yeah, it kind of made you wonder.
Yeah. And the reason for the need, as you explained, the need for the height variance was to because you didn't want your sign to block the crab house.
Yes, sir.
And that would be the sign for the crab house on their wall, but or roof as it is. But they still have a sign out front.
Out front, they do. Yes.
Yeah. So, how let's see. You're looking for how much variance?
On height, it's 10 feet.
10 feet.
10 feet on the
our sign is 35 feet above. Is it 35 feet?
The existing sign's 48, and we're asking for 35, so we'd be asking for a 10-foot height
right.
variance.
And what would be the purpose of the message center? I mean, I understand the purpose of the Delaware storage to advertise what's on the property. It appears that without the message center, or if the message center was lowered, then you would not need as much of a variance. So if your sign was down to where the message center was, then the message center could be dropped down below the crab house sign on their roof, and you could accomplish the same thing. Correct.
But sir, if that were to say, this message sign is very likely going to describe specials.
I understand.
I am rental of trucks.
Okay.
So I suspect when I look at Crab House as renting trucks, which would not be accurate, but going down the road, I think it would be misleading to have the two signs separated by the Crab House, but we would accept your wisdom on that matter if you disagree.
Right. Well, quite frankly, I don't see the need that the Crab House has to have their wall sign visible if their lot sign is visible. So
it was a matter of courtesy on our part.
Sure.
And we did have the discussion with them.
Right.
And that was one of their requests.
But they're not here, correct?
Correct.
Okay. But you are coming down. You are coming down on your sign.
We're moving
the height, yeah, from the other one. You are coming down lower.
Yes, what is it? 37 to 25.
Yeah. What is the existing one? 50?
37.
It's 48 to the top of that.
I was going to say, yeah.
We are reducing the sign by 13 feet.
13. Okay. Yep. And you are respecting the crab house, so I can see that.
Yeah, I can now.
I mean, you drop it down to God's crab house sign, he just lost that sign.
Correct.
That's what
and
he did.
They've got to make a living too, you know?
Yeah. I mean, he sure. does too. I mean, he lost that sign. You drop that down.
Yep.
At least you are respecting him for that, and you are lowering your sign down.
Yes, sir.
Bringing it compliance.
And we are bringing the sign into compliance. The square footage compliance. As well.
Yeah.
Yep. How big is your existing sign?
332 square feet versus 198 square feet.
As proposed.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Excuse me. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I think there's definitely uniqueness given the way the property is distributed. I think the request is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property since they don't have their sign on the property. Obviously, this situation wasn't created by the applicant, but previous owners didn't hear that it would alter the essential character of the neighborhood. It would be detrimental to public welfare
I think it's a minimum to afford relief, and I make a motion to approve case number 11,000. Let me get to it.
985.
985.
And that's for the side yard and the height?
For the side and the height, yes.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
I second the motion.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Ms. McGee that we approve case number 11,985 for the side and the height variance. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Ms. McGee?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,985 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.